Welcome to AlexanderAudio.com. This is Robert Rickover, and my guest today is Mark Josephberg. I hope I got that pronounced right. Is that good? You did.
There's a Josephberg. There's an S there, which is impossible to pronounce, but you did pretty well with it, I think.
Mark Josephberg.
That's it.
And his website address is Mark, MarkJosephberg.com. And Mark is an Alexander teacher who teaches in a couple of locations in Lower Manhattan, New York City. And welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Mark, how did you first become interested in the Alexander technique?
Well, I'm a musician. I play an instrument called the vibes or the vibraphone. Mm-hmm. And I was playing a job one day and I got some pain in my hand. The pain didn't go away. To make a long story sort of short, I went to doctors. Nobody could figure it out. As it turns out, it was coming from my neck. So I actually had bone spurs in my neck. And I tried, everything. Just all kinds of Eastern stuff and Western stuff and acupuncture and acupressure and massage therapy and Rolfing and physical therapy and on and on. And then finally, somebody said to take an Alexander technique lesson, and I did. And after taking that one lesson, I realized that I would be able to help myself with the Alexander technique, where everything else was kind of like, fix me.
Yeah. What could you say a little bit about that first lesson? Because I think a lot of people would be interested in your recollection of it.
Right. I'd like to say that the first lesson, you know, I was instantly cured. That would be a great story. But not true. What happened was, though, I learned that I was causing my own problem and that I could fix my own problem myself. Mm-hmm. So I felt very empowered. It was I felt really good because I really had a loss of control. By that time, the pain had migrated from my hand to my neck. Actually, it was coming from my neck, but I had the hand pain first, and the pain was severe, unrelenting. It was unbelievable pain. And when I learned that I could do something myself to help myself, it was it really felt good just to get some control back in my life. So I realized right from then that I was going to pursue this.
Mm-hmm. And I think it would be interesting if you could say as best you can what that was that you learned that you could even just begin doing for yourself.
Right. I learned that when I was playing this instrument, I was, my neck was poking forward, kind of like a lot of people use the computer now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically it was compressing my spine,
mm-hmm.
my cervical spine, the spine in my neck. So that was bone on bone rubbing. And that bone on bone rubbing actually caused bone spurs in my neck. And that then I learned that if I didn't do that, my body could heal because mm-hmm. I would stop the hurting of my body, if that's a sense.
Yeah, that sounds good. And at some point, I assume you took a series of lessons.
It was at that point. I mean, it was right from then I started taking one and two lessons per week.
Right. And at some point, you decided to actually train to become an Alexander Technique teacher.
Exactly. After a while, I didn't keep a journal. I didn't write it down. I don't know exactly how long, but months. I realized that if two lessons a week were starting to pay off, then just imagine what 5 days a week, you know, 15 hours a week would do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to train.
Mm-hmm.
And especially after this one, I remember one particular lesson where I walked out and I was pain-free for the first time. It was pretty miraculous. It lasted about a half hour.
Right.
But I knew that that experience would be repeated.
It gave you a glimpse of something to
come.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so you enrolled on a 3-year training course?
Right. I went to ACAT, the American Center for the Alexander Technique in Manhattan, on 14th Street in Manhattan. And I took the 3-year training course. Yeah, it was 3 hours a day, 5 days a week for 3 years. It's over 1,600 hours. It's schoolwork plus, reading and outside work also.
1,600 hours per year, right?
1,600 hours total.
Is it total? Okay, I guess I'm a little confused about.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, so a 3-year, pretty much full-time training course, right?
That's right. That's
Yeah.
right.
And
And then
so.
certified by ACAT and AMSAT.
Right, and AMSAT, for those who aren't familiar with it, is the American Society for the Alexander Technique. It is the major certifying body in the States. So how long have you been teaching the technique?
I graduated in 2003, so I guess it's over 6 years.
And what could you say anything about who your students are? And do you have any areas of specialization in your teaching?
I really try to get, I mean, I enjoy the fact that I have students from all walks of life. I have lawyers and doctors and waitresses and musicians and out of work people. I have I think it runs the gamut. And I kind of enjoy that because I like speaking to different types of people. And I do have a lot of doctors lately, which is really interesting. And because I'm a musician, I do get some musicians. They go to my website and they see that I'm a musician, and so I guess they're attracted to that.
Could you maybe give an example of how a particular student that you've had has benefited from the lessons?
I mean, I would say almost all of them have benefited, or they wouldn't have stayed, first of all. But I do remember one guy. It was a saxophone player. He was having trouble with his hands. He was having trouble with his left hand, actually, and a couple of fingers of his left hand. And I remember one day he said to me, "Do you know what the biggest thing, the greatest thing about the Alexander technique has been for me?" And I said, "What?" And he said, because I thought he was going to say that, he's able to play certain notes easier or his left hand is feeling better. But he said that he's arguing with his wife less.
Yeah, that's
And
great.
it was really interesting and kind of telling something about the technique and the power of the technique. And also it speaks to the side effects, the beneficial side effects of the technique. Somebody might come in for one reason. It helps them with the reason they came in, but it also benefits other areas of their lives.
I think that happens a lot in this work. And sometimes the benefits that you notice aren't at all what you expected initially.
That's right.
You may be quite shocked to learn that there are whole other areas of your life that are affected by this work.
Exactly. So it's like the word holistic, the best sense of the word holistic, I think.
Is Mark, is there anything else you'd like to say before we end this interview?
No, except that it's great speaking with you for the first time.
That's right. We've been in touch by email for several
Right.
years.
That's right. That's right. And thanks to you. Thank you. And thanks for your incredible website. I send people to it all the time.
Oh, let's give it a little plug. AlexanderTechnique.com.
How'd you come up with that name? That's
Oh,
ingenious.
I just got it early on. No one else was interested.
Yeah, that's great.
It's so funny. So today, well, thank you for being on the show, Mark. Today I've been talking to Mark Josephsberg. Got it
Sure.
right, huh?
Yeah.
And he teaches in lower has teaches in two locations in Lower Manhattan. Check out his website, Mark Josephs Berg.com. He's got a great site. And if anything that you've heard in this interview has intrigued you, give him a call or send him an email and set up a lesson for him. It could be one of the best things you ever did. So this is Robert Rickover at alexanderaudio.com saying goodbye for now.